none of the cousins like to hang out with you.
He's a bully.
You're kicked out of school.
Your grandma and grandpa don't want anything to do with you. Like, and you know, grandma and grandpa's love grandchildren. They love everyone. Yeah.
The a-hole for running a podcast. Just kidding. Welcome back to Delulu Canoe. I'm your host, Dare Taylor. Joining me in the canoe today is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network. How you doing?
Groovy.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
I'm like, you know, a little relaxed, a little cool, calm, collective. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Yeah. We got here bright and early today because we did a live stream. So if y'all caught us on that live stream, thanks for joining us.
Heck yeah.
We just wanted to give our lovely editor a break after San Diego Comic-Con because we're tired.
Yeah.
We're tired. So, yeah. But now we're here and we're going to film an Am I the A-Hole? So Let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
We got some stories that you all sent us on the Patreon. So if you're not on the Patreon, this is your chance to go do it because we read Am I the A-Holes once a month on this show. So here we go. Am I the A-Hole if I don't tell a potential roommate I'm an alcoholic? I'm in the early stages of recovering from a huge drinking problem. They also used quotes on the recovering. That wasn't me being dramatic. I've been working with my therapist, and although I've improved a ton, I still drink a little every day. I've never been to AA, as I haven't found a group that completely cuts out the religious aspect. The Southern US, what can you do? But as I've said, I worked a lot with my therapist, so I'm not trying to do this by myself. My friends and my family are aware and supportive. So, I don't know if it's just the shame, guilt, trauma of talking, but if I still drink 1 to 2 drinks almost every day, do I need to disclose this to a stranger that might move into my apartment? ETA, I don't think I should live with someone who drinks heavily, so I would want to know this info. However, it's very personal, so I don't know if I would be an a-hole for wanting to know beforehand either. It seems like a thin line between being invasive and also being important info for someone you live with to be aware of. ETA too. I don't know how you get diagnosed as an alcoholic other than recognizing unacceptable behavior while drinking. My abusive ex is the only one that ever called me an alcoholic, so I do not take that accusation lightly. So I've been treating my unhealthy habits as an addiction. I have gone 1 to 2 days without drinking or even wanting a drink recently. It's a new development to not want to drink, but I would rather treat this as alcoholism than act like I don't have a problem at all. So am I the a-hole for not disclosing? This one's tricky.
It is.
This was a really good one. We asked our viewers to send in ones that were very like mind-boggling, and I think this fits that perfectly. Because I agree with OP, the author of this post, that like it is something personal to you, that like you don't have to share your personal business with others. But I think in order to keep you successful in your like trying not to drink as much, I think telling someone, even though they are a stranger, could be beneficial.
It could be. I mean, I see it. He's not a belligerent drunk alcoholic. Right?
For all we know.
They
could be lying.
He could be lying. But I guess for him to be writing this and other people saying it's a problem, maybe he does have a big problem. But I guess, I don't know. It depends. Like if I'm moving into a place and the guy is a drug addict, please let me know you're a drug addict. Because like, I don't want to be here if the place gets raided.
But yeah. But
alcohol is like, I don't know. It depends on, like, I have to see it for myself, experience it for myself, if he's actual a bad drunk. He says he's weaned off of it, not wanting it, and goes a couple of days without it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because it sounds like they live in the South, so going to AA, you know, like, I hate to say it, but, like, even out here in California, AA has a bit of a religious slice into it, just because I know a couple people personally that have gone to AA. But I think if you can try to tune that out, it would be really beneficial for you to go, because a lot of the program focuses on what is your responsibility in part of this addiction. And it sounds condescending, But from the people I've seen go to AA, that part is actually really beneficial for them, like clearing up past issues in their lives. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend, like, stick with your therapist, try to find an AA group that, like, maybe doesn't push so much of the religious aspect of it. But I do think you should share with the roommate, because then that way they can support you in not drinking at home. So the temptation isn't really there.
True. Yeah, I'm really curious to know exactly what level of alcoholic he is. Like, he has two drinks and he's like tearing up the place, mm-hmm. you know, saying bad things, or just other people around him are just, I don't know. Because I feel like it could be either one. He's really bad and horrible, mm-hmm. or he's not that bad. Just people around him, his friends, are just like saying, like, you get too loose or too lit or too like on all the time when you're that. So I don't know.
And having a drink every day, like every single day for like months on end, I would definitely say that is a problem. Like, that True. Is not great. So happy that you are making progress and not drinking every single day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you should disclose to the roommate just for your own personal growth.
Yeah.
It may feel weird. It'll probably feel really weird when you're like, by the way, I think I may be an alcoholic. But I think that also will like instill some trust within you and the new roommate.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like sharing a little secret.
True.
Let me see. Let's see what the other people have to say. You're the a-hole. Wow. Okay. Plenty of people have had trauma dealt to them by the behavior of alcoholics. You don't get to play at Russian roulette with their lives and emotions if you fall off the wagon. Tell them and let them make their own decision. Ooh, that's interesting. Or maybe you'll get an a-hole roommate who is also an alcoholic, so your chance to quit goes up in flames. That's a good thought. I didn't think about that. Would that be fair? No. Then why would you take the chance of doing it to someone else? Ooh.
Damn.
So do you think people voted this person the a-hole?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they did. They voted this person the a-hole.
Ah, see.
Interesting. Very that would interesting. Be hard. That would be really hard to tell somebody you don't know, though.
Yeah.
Or would it be easy? Because like they don't know you. You know? I don't know.
Let's say if it's a real problem, check yourself to AA.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I hear you on the non-religion thing, but also, like, it works. It really works. It helps a lot of people.
Yep.
So, consider it.
All right.
You got an a-hole story for us?
I do. Turns out my boyfriend was a wannabe porn star.
Oh, no. Same. Just kidding.
I, 23 female, have been dating my boyfriend, 26, for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I would say it's a fairly healthy relationship. We are long distance now. He lives in Spain and me in the USA for the time being. We both hold serious jobs and are keen on always bettering ourselves. I come from immigrant parents with no college, but have been able to break that cycle with a college degree and a top 3 consulting job. I plan on being in the public's eye somewhat in the future. My boyfriend is basically already planning our wedding.
Aww.
I recently learned that he did a porn video when he was 18. When he was 18. So he's 26.
Okay.
It really turned me off.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know if I'm being too judgmental, but what annoys me the most is he says it's a top regret, not because it's an undoable act, but because the girl wasn't hot.
Oh my gosh. Oh. What? That took a total nosedive. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Oh my God. He told me every guy wishes they could F the girls they see in the videos.
Mm.
He is just the only one who has the balls enough to do that. I asked him what he thought of the girls' porn stars. And he says it's not the same thing because women likes men who have been with a lot of women.
Okay.
They think he is the catch, while it's the opposite for women. He says the first experience was traumatic because she was so ugly that he didn't go back. Guys there only get paid after their third video.
Oof.
So he did that for free. He did that for free. So he didn't go back for the other two.
Oh.
He just did it once because the girl was...
He stood him up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I haven't told him that it bothers me straight up because what he's supposed to apologize? He doesn't feel sorry, nor does it make sense for me to try to make him feel shitty. Does anyone else have a similar story? I just don't know if this should be a deal breaker or am I just overthinking?
Okay. Well, I do think it is an a-hole move that his only regret on it was that the girl wasn't up to his standards.
Yeah.
Like, that's really awful. Like yeah, that to me makes me kind of go like, that guy's a bit of the a-hole for saying that. Like, that's bad.
I just don't understand. Well, he's from Spain. Mm-hmm, he's probably, you know, they're different over there. Everyone's different
they're
everywhere
else. They're built
different. Listen, there's two types of people in this world, Americans and foreigners.
Yeah.
They
got it going on in Spain, you know?
They do. The women over there are absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not watched the porn in my lifetime with there was somebody like that ugly. I don't think they would. I don't know what his requirements is ugly. And then I don't even know what she looks like, his girlfriend. So I'm like, what does he consider like hot and beautiful and gorgeous? Stuff like that. So,
Yeah, I feel like his reasoning is absolute garbage. Like, if he was remorseful because, like she said, it was like something that he can't undo. It's on the internet forever. Mm-hmm. I think I would feel a little bit more compassion for him. But if we go back to OP, how would you feel if you were like getting married to someone and then you found out that they had like done full blown corn and then you didn't know about it till then? Like, I would feel a little weird about that. Cause like, did she say when they found out that he had done corn?
They've been dating for about 6 months. I would say it's fairly healthy.
We are long distance
now. He lives in Spain and me in the US for the time being. We both hold serious jobs and blah, blah, blah. I come from immigrant family.
So this is a really new relationship.
Yeah, it's really new.
6 months. Yeah. Because it's such a fine line when you tell people things. Because like, I also like, since I date, it's a weird thing to like tell people like, oh, I have a presence online, you know, and like, you don't want to come out the gate with it on the first date or like the second date, you know, because like, one, clout chasing, and two, like, people get like weird about it. But also, like, 6 months, I don't know. Is that like an appropriate amount of time to like drop a bomb?
I think so.
On someone? Yeah.
Yeah. Frankly, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. And I think because they're not super serious, like, it's only 6 months in. I feel like then, I don't know, like, unless you're looking at him for marriage material,
even
that soon.
I don't know. If a girl told me that she did porn and like 6 months in dating, I'm like, okay. Do you have an OnlyFans? Do you need a partner? I'm down. But that's LA of me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She doesn't really say where she's from. Her parents are immigrants, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So, I feel like, I don't know that she's the a-hole.
No, I think he's the a-hole for the way what he said about.
I agree.
The thingamajigger. But
I have a feeling, though, Reddit will deem her the a-hole, though, because it's very, like, judgmental.
Well, let's see.
Actually, though, if it's a girl, maybe, like, Reddit will be kind to her. Maybe Reddit will be like, yeah, get out of that relationship now.
Yeah.
But, like, long distance also is, like, really tough. Ugh. There's a lot in this relationship equation that has me like, I would love more context.
Well, there's this one person that wrote a very long thing.
Oh, no. Here we go. Strap in.
If I was you, meaning the aspects that you have stated in the post, i.e. plan to be in the public eye in the future, 2-3 consult. Okay. Wait, I don't get this. Plan to be in public's eye in the future. because of her consulting job.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
Two, she put T-O-O and then the letter three, consulting jobs, seemingly ambitious and wanting a prestigious life, etc. I would break up with him. There are a few reasons. One, he thinks he's a hot shot for being in a porn video and other guys want to do it too.
Yeah.
That is completely wrong.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
If his face was in the video, this could come back to bite him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the public's eye. Three. He doesn't feel as if it was a bad life choice at the time. If all three reasons were true, I would certainly break up with him. At least one of them has to be wrong. E.g., if he feels like he made a wrong choice at the time, or if his face was not in the video, so I would reconsider. Blah, blah, blah. His attitude towards women should be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Yep.
I
agree with that.
Well, yes, you need to determine your deal breakers. The real issue is he still does it. Or wants to. I get how you feel, but at the same time, this was the past. This may not be a clear case of, is it in the past, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yet, if the guy cares about a woman's body count, he's an asshole. A-hole.
Yeah.
Probably not to the... No, yeah. People are saying, okay, can't help but get serious. Male body part head. Vibes from this. So
okay, yeah. Okay, yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, it's how okay, yeah. And somebody is this out said, it isn't the issue. It isn't the porn part of that. That's the issue. It's how he talks about it now.
Yes, and yes.
How he talks about other women.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. My biggest issue here too. The way his sexism is such a turnoff. Oh my God. Yeah. So yeah, she's not the A-ho.
Yeah. I agree with everything that person wrote, which is but probably why it's the top comment.
But he's foreign. Like they think
the world of themselves.
They think that we wear different clothes every day. It's rich. Or bathing, like especially European, like bathing all the time, all that face care, whatnot, is just like a sense of like being arrogant and whatnot. So like they have a different mentality of things, especially Italians. I know Italians are like that. They're like, oh, you're good, but if you would have put a bum 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 in the face, I've seen them being like nice, but it sounds so bad that I'm like, that's a put down, bro. But you don't see it that way because it's. You don't live out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We also don't know if he was born and raised from there, though, too.
True. But the way he sounds, he sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I agree.
So, yes, he should apologize if he's, I don't know, he's trying to get his green card. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, maybe.
But I still, again, I don't know where she's from.
Yeah. So, I wish we had more context.
Me too. But I really think just the way he, if this is a guy, if this is a regular couple, like in the US, I'm like, yeah, you're a jerk, bro. And she's not the A-ho. She should probably bake up, especially the fact she's going to have some public jobs.
Yeah.
And just like any politicians, you want anything like that to come back and bite in the butt.
Yeah.
That's why I would say like porn would be my last resort anything, you know, and same with the military, but it's like a last resort. Like I don't know. It's different.
Yeah. Everybody has different boundaries with themselves and how public they want to be, which is why, like, I personally don't delve that far into that land. I play in the territory.
I've never seen your OnlyFans, but I can tell that it's probably modest and it's not full on porn. Right.
No.
So yeah. So,
yeah,
that's a whole different story. That's just like modeling and then an actress, you know, being naked in a movie. So it's not as crazy as one if they do the whole full fledged stuff with the partner and whatnot. Which again, it's like
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and then also it's what else do you want to do in life if this does not work?
Yeah.
So yeah, it all depends on the public because people have been getting fired for like. OnlyFans stuff, and they're like teachers or like,
yeah,
or like just irregular jobs.
There was a contestant on a reality TV show that got let go because he had a Only Flapjacks.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is.
And it was for a guy, which I was kind of surprised because usually they like Harry Jowsey had an Only Flapjacks and he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure where the double standard is coming from, but whatever. It's fine, to each their own. But yeah, I don't think OP is the a-hole. I do think she should break up with him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like he doesn't really respect women.
6 months into it, and he's already talking about wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too is a red flag.
So I was like, green card. And he's just, you know, she's on the right track of her life. She's got a college degree and all that stuff like that. So yeah, she can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Break up. Red flags.
Red flag.
Okay, I've got another one here that someone sent in on the Patreon.
All right, let's rock it.
Am I the a-hole? My 31 female, very close friend, 29 male, has become a serial heartbreaker. Am I the a-hole for not risking our friendship to fight over it? Interesting. Okay, so my spouse and I have a very close friend that has become a bit of a serial heartbreaker. His girlfriend cheated on him 2 years ago and truly broke his heart. It took him months and months to accept that the relationship was over, and I really do believe it traumatized him. He was talking about proposing to the cheater before he knew about the cheating. Okay, so OP is a whammon, good friends with a guy. He was dating someone, was going to propose, then found out that they were cheating. I'm here. Okay. The my female and the, that, like when they phrase it like that, sometimes I get a little confused. When he started dating again, I was so supportive and excited for him to move on. But now it's been about a year of very consistent behavior. He starts seeing a woman, totally love bombs her. They get super romantic right away. Long late night chats, expensive gifts, seeing each other multiple nights a week. For a while, he talks about her consistently, gushes about how hard he's crushing, etc., etc. And then poof, he suddenly loses interest. And almost every time it's when she wants to be more serious. At the beginning, he would lose interest and break it off. But recently, he's been continuing to see the women even after he's decided that it's just fun and she isn't the one. He insists that he communicates that to them, but I'm telling you, these girls are not acting casual. If I was friends with the woman he's seen, I would low-key hate him on their behalf. He sees himself as a feminist and thinks he's being totally honest about what his emotional availability is, but I think he's blind or stupid, and the behavior is only getting worse with time. OP wrote "or stupid," by the way, wasn't me. I've tried to gently explain, but it's not coming across. I'm considering going to battle over this. Am I the a-hole for not forcing my friend to recon his scoundrel ways? I do not want to betray the girlies, but I also really want my friend to find love. So if you had a friend that was like playing the field and was like love bombing, gaslighting the women, and then like, I'm not really into them, but still dating them, would you like not be friends with that friend? Would you confront them?
Nowadays, it really wouldn't bother me, because for a man to be that like vulnerable and to show so much devotion and love and romantic and gestures for a while, and then for that person to like literally break your heart later, it just destroys the man.
Yeah.
It does not want, they don't want to open up to anybody. And they just see it as like, well, you know, this is a common thing. Cheating and breaking up and being used. So it's kind of like it gets in your mindset as I just should do the same thing. Don't get too attached. Just have fun. I could see myself doing that.
Oh, no.
Only because it's a lot of time and effort you put onto somebody. And if you can't, if it's not like a really serious situation, like you need to go to counseling or something like that, where it's just like the other person breaks up after all of that and loving and doving and stuff like that, that just turned me sour. And it's just a lot of effort, and I don't see it, it doesn't bother me. So I don't know,
I feel like there's a good way to go about this as a friend, because honestly, like, I feel like love bombing is like a trigger word, because of course, when you first start dating somebody or like seeing someone, you're going to be excited and you're going to want to like move mountains for this new person.
Of course.
Like that's why there's like a honeymoon phase. Like that's why that's a term. Mm-hmm. But I think the best way to go about it is to like ask your friend out to dinner, grab dinner with them and be like, hey, I've just noticed a bit of a pattern with you and I would love for you to break it down for me that you seem to be going on all these dates with women, which is wonderful. I'm so happy you're out there. But you'll even admit to me that you don't see potential in this person, like for you to be a couple, mm-hmm. but you still continue to go out with them and like love bomb them. Like, help me out here because I want to know like your perspective of what you're going through. And then depending on what they say, if they say a total a-hole move where they're just like, whatever, I'm just trying to like play the field, whatever. Right. Then I think that's when you go like, okay, but that's not cool to do to somebody. No. Like, you should just be like upfront and honest, or they could totally have a different response and be like, no, I really see a lot of potential in them and I totally see something working out. But then I kind of realized that like I make it up to be something bigger than it is. And then I break it off, you know, like that. There's that's a normal
there's a fear.
Trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like he has like a, well, all cases are different, but for I sure. feel like he's really traumatized by that.
Yeah.
Cause like, to have that happen again, mm-hmm. it's just like it's so he's like he's being himself, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. doing the same thing he did before, but I think he's just doing it for the now, mm-hmm. for the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, he's because, like really enjoying that
best,
high.
That's the best part because mm-hmm. after that, he knows what happens after that, and he's afraid of that happening again.
Yeah, I think therapy. I'll think some therapy might be good.
Therapy always good,
right? Do you agree? Or do you think that's a little dramatic?
No, therapy's great. It works.
Yeah. Like, especially if, like, depending on how that conversation goes.
Yeah.
If he's kind of like, oh, yeah, this is just what I do. Like, I'm just trying to, like, play the field. Then he could be like, maybe we need some therapy.
Right. I had friends like that just want to play the field. They have multiple
partners at once.
Multiple partners at once. And they all know each other.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, I don't know how you keep up with that. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could see myself being really jaded and be like, I would close myself off.
Yeah,
I wouldn't date anybody else after all that years of, I don't want to say hard work, but just like opening myself up to somebody, mm-hmm. and then have it crash like that. I'm like, what is the point of all this? So I was like, you know what? I don't really need it. I'm doing good by myself. So, but for him, I'm hoping it's just a trauma thing. But if he is a jerk, then said, yeah.
Time for another one, right? Yeah. Do you got another Am I the A-hole up your sleeve?
I do. This one's a bit of a long one.
Oh, we love a juicy one.
A little juicy, juicy, juicy. Okay, so this involves me. Am I the A-hole for telling my nephew the truth that no one in the family likes him?
Oh, no.
Me, 25, male. Mm-hmm. My sister, Diana, 31, female. And her son, Darius, 10.
Oh, okay.
I get along with my Diana fine. I hate when people do say stuff like that, especially in the text.
I know it's tough.
I get along with my sister fine. I won't pretend I like Darius, her son.
Oh.
I think he's an entitled brat who has gotten away with crap far too many times. I don't think Diana has ever reprimanded him. Mm-hmm. And every time this little S-H-I-T acts up, Diana makes excuses for him. Ugh. He's already been suspended from school for stealing.
No.
He's a bully to all of his cousins. And I know for a fact no one in the family likes him at all. Both of my parents cannot stand him. Oh. My mother, a woman who could find the love in her heart to babysit a honey badger. refuses to watch Darius.
Oh, no. Not the honey badger.
My father would take all of the grandkids out fishing, mm-hmm. every few months, except for Darius. Because he has a temper. He likes to throw. And throws stuff into the lake. Mm. Like stuff that's in the boat. On Monday, I got a call from my sister who panicked because she got a call into work. Mm-hmm. Darius was out of school and her babysitter was not available. no one else in the family will watch Darius. So I told her to drop him off and I would watch him.
Ooh, okay.
It was a nightmare. Darius was mad. He had to spend his day off at my place. That's why he was mad.
Mm.
He refused to do anything I offered, made a mess in my bathroom, harassed my dog, and had a tantrum because I would not let him use my work computer to play games.
Oh, geez.
By lunchtime, I was frustrated beyond all belief. I made him mac and cheese, and he demanded I take him to Wendy's. He refused to eat and eventually dumped his bowl of food onto my floor. At that, I just kind of lost it. I didn't yell or get aggressive at all. I just sighed and asked him if he realized that everyone in the family literally despises him.
Oh my gosh!
I explained that he was at my house because grandma and grandpa cannot stand him. And in fact, refused to let him come to the house because he acts like a little S-H-I-T.
Oh my gosh.
I won't lie. I got pretty brutal. He started crying and locked himself in my bathroom until he came out and sat and watched TV till my sister came and got him. I told her what happened, and I and her got into a massive argument as well.
Oh, geez.
She called me cruel, and I told her that she's to blame.
Oh.
And he would have learned eventually. My family is split on this. My dad thinks the little S-H-I-T deserves it. His words, not mine. Deserves it. While my siblings have mixed opinion. My mother has told me she's staying out of this because if I feel the need to apologize, I should move on.
Okay.
What do you people think? Edit. Okay, the early wait, what?
Oh, don't read the edit yet. We should divulge, and then because the edit's usually after they get critiqued.
Okay, cool.
Right. Oh man. Okay.
I think she was right, but he is 10 years old. But
yeah.
But I believe in a firm hand because you need to know you can't baby them. You can't just like you can't do that. Blah blah blah. Like let me tell you the stone hard facts. I mean,
nothing else was getting through to him.
Nothing else.
Like the fact that like he didn't put like at the big age of 10 that you haven't put together that like you're the problem child. Like none of the cousins like to hang out with you.
He's a bully.
You're kicked out of school.
Your grandma and grandpa don't want anything to do with you. Like, and you know, grandma and grandpa's love grandchildren. Yes, yes, yes.
Grandmas and grandpas love everybody. Like, but obviously he's 10. So like he doesn't really know and have that perspective. But like, it obviously sounds like OP was trying to do the right thing and being like, no one else wants to watch him.
Yeah.
I'll do it. And like, you know, he just had like no gratitude. There was no even trying to get along. It was like, take me to Wendy's. It was, I want to play video games.
Yeah. And a brat, spoiled little brat.
Yeah. It sounds like the mom is coddling way too much that like, if he's kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Should not be playing video games. No. First of all. Wendy's absolutely not. Should have like, I'm not saying like put him in a military school, but like you should be reprimanding him.
Yeah.
Punishing him.
Making mac and cheese and throwing it on the floor. That's the last 10? Straw. Last straw.
At 10?
As a toddler, I can understand. It's a baby.
They
toss things off like they're like cats.
Right.
But 10 years old, you're a bully in school. Mm-hmm. You should know better. If you have the brain capacity to play video games on a PC, I think you should know better and be reprimanded that way.
Yeah. I don't know that it was the OP's job to tell the mom that it's their fault, but I think there's a gentler way of saying that where it's like, and I also don't agree with telling the child that. Like, yeah. I don't think that was the right way to go about it. It's like you kind of have to almost play like therapist in a way with kids where you got to get them to like, how does it make you feel when I didn't take you to Wendy's?
Mm.
Right? That hurts your feelings and it makes you mad and upset, right? That's how your cousins feel when you play with them. Why? Because you're not nice to them. Like you have to kind of teach them using the right words to think about others' feelings. And it sounds like the mom is not doing that.
Right.
Not saying that you should therapy this child, but like it's the words you use to them, because now this child's going to be traumatized from what you said to him.
Good.
And I don't think that that's fair. Cosmo, good. Good. I hope he goes to therapy as an adult and unpacks this.
Yes.
No, I think like there's a proper way to talk to children about feelings, because when you're a kid, you have big feelings. And you don't know how to control them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that there was a better way to say it. Unfortunately, sometimes you say things to kids that you wish you couldn't say. And I don't know, like the mom has every right to be a little bit mad at you, but I don't know that you saying like, well, it's your fault because you raised him this way also is probably not the best way to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like this child needs to be reprimanded.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one is innocent here. Like, the mom needs to play a stronger role in the relationship.
Yep.
The son needs to be reprimanded. Son needs to stop being a little S-H-I-T.
I would have been like, I mean, I would have said it how she said it. I'm like, you know why you don't get invited to a lot of trips? Because you're just really bad. You're... You're not fun to be around with, and you don't.
There you go.
And you don't really participate, or like it's always you, and you don't think of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you're a bully at school, so I don't even know what that's about.
Yeah.
I would tell him like that, but like I wouldn't be like, you're an ass.
You know why everyone hates you? Right. Like, could you imagine telling a 10-year-old that? I can't.
But like, my sister, though, I'd be like, listen, you are a horrible mother.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. They should take this child away from you. They should put this kid in military school because he's 10 years old and he hasn't learned any kind of lessons. You haven't been any kind of parent. And this is why our mom and dad doesn't want to take him anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're lucky enough that I have the decency to say, yes, I will babysit. But I wonder what the babysit was like. It's like, no, I'm not babysitting this kid.
That babysitter better get paid a lot, because that kid sounds like a handful.
Yeah, super handful.
So I do feel like everyone's a little bit of the a-hole here, in my opinion. What about you?
I think so, too, because like I couldn't. Yeah. If somebody asked me, like, how come you don't come out to family things? It's like, you guys are all horrible people. I would tell them like that straight out. I would say your son is problem child. Okay. There's a movie called Problem Child. It was like in the 80s or 90s. You should watch that. There was two movies.
Cosmo's like, listen here. Look at all these movies you need to watch and you need to learn from.
And it's like, your kid's not even Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace was just okay. Your kid is like, you remember Heathcliff?
I haven't seen that.
Okay, no. Heathcliff was like Garfield, but this cat was orange and an alley cat.
Oh.
So he was a little scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is horrible.
Yeah.
This one person says he's 10. He's been raised badly.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just wake up one day and decided, you know what? I'm going to be a total a-hole to everyone. This is your sister's fault. And as much. And as much he is total little. It's not entirely his fault because he's 10 and he's never been taught better.
Yeah.
Did he need a serious talk to? Yes. Was your way the right way to do it? Not really.
I agree.
It's better to talk about behavior and outcomes than make it about the kid. Instead of telling him that his actions cause people in the family not to want to be around him, which I would applaud. You told him that his grandparents loathe him. It's not very effective because it doesn't give him anything to change. Behaviors can be changed, but if you tell a kid that everyone hates them, that's them as a whole, not something that they can change.
I see what they're saying. So they're saying that like he made it about the son. Like, everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, like, everyone hates the way you behave.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I get what they're saying.
You target the individual and not his behavior.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah, actions, yeah. Totally agree with that. But sometimes people just need a slap in the face to reality.
Yeah, I don't know if violence to the bully is going to get through.
10 years old, no. But... Like, if somebody was 23 years old, yes, or 21, a teenager, yes, I would tell them, like, dude, you're being an ass.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.
Knock it off. Dang. That one was juicy. That was a really good one.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I know.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Apostle of the way, I think people. Oh,
what does Reddit deem them?
Not the a-hole. I want to say a good percentage of them, but the way that she, that she's like telling your sister, yes.
Yeah.
But the way they, she told the kids, it was completely out of line to tell a child his entire family hates him.
Yeah, I agree with that. That should have been the mom rephrasing that, but it sounds like the mom's not doing it. Sounds like mom is not momming.
And then one person's like, but what if the whole family does in fact hate him?
Oh no!
It's not pleasant, but isn't it just a fact that he's going to have to learn and deal with it some way or another?
Yeah, but imagine if somebody told you right now that like all your friends hated you.
Yeah.
You know, like that would hurt so bad now as an adult. But now imagine like being a kid where you can't control your emotions. I don't know that that's the way to do it.
Are you expecting a 10-year-old to go on a, yes, sir, let me go and change on a grand adventure to redefine myself.
That's a good one. I like that. He grabs his suitcase and he's like, I'm going to find myself.
And one person said, like, that's how you make a child's behavior worse.
Well, I deem everyone the a-hole in that story. For lack of parenting, for being a little shysa,
and then
for telling the child.
I think that it's, since it's the family member, family, in-house family turmoil is just, that's what it is. But if it was a stranger, yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I think she would be the a-hole for telling the kid like that. But it's your own flesh and blood, so I think she can get away with that.
I think the mom might need to go to therapy with the son. That might actually be really good.
And there's probably no father figure, too, because she doesn't say anything about the husband or anything like that. So, like, she's probably raising a kid on her own and doesn't really know.
Which is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely recommend therapy. Do it together.
Yep.
I did therapy with my dad for a bit. Long time ago. Therapy, turned out great.
Therapy rocks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're not the a-hole of your own story, because these were tough. Thank you all so much for submitting them. We're going to do one more really fast on Patreon.
Patreon, cool.
So go check it out if you would like to join. I might. We've got so many free members. I do want to put another one up for free. But our bottom tier starts at $5. We've got a $5, a $10, a $15. So please consider joining us on Patreon. We have a couple gadgets and gizmos aplenty that we want to save up for, so that way we can upgrade our studio.
With Uzids and Watches galore.
Yeah. Cosmo, tell everybody where they can find you.
The Cosmo Network on YouTube and The Cosmo Show on Instagram, and bada bing.
Hell yeah. And you know where to find me, Dare Wears on YouTube. And also you can find me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official. Yeah, yeah. But remember to stay DeLulu, because it is the Salulu.